USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A bipartisan group has struck a tentative deal on the infrastructure package in Washington. Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Even though the president is in England, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said he's watching what's going on.
He'll stay very engaged in this, even as he's on his first overseas trip.
Biden has announced the U.S. will donate 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to COVAX, which is the global immunization effort.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against COVID-19, just as America was the arsenal of democracy during World War II.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.